My name is Magnesium, and I would like to make a proposal on how to improve the privacy issues in the EHDS. What is the EHDS? It's the European Health Data Space, and there has just been an extended talk by Bianca and Daniel this morning. It's basically a giant health data storage infrastructure for every EU citizen. And it will be mandatory next year in 2025. And there's a bunch of issues with it that have been covered in the talk that you might want to also look after if you don't know much about it yet. There's basically two types of use cases. The primary use is for when you go to a doctor, and every doctor around the EU may have all the information about your health and if it's needed. And the secondary use is the scientific third-party use case, I would say, where not only universities can access those data, but also commercial actors. And that is a problem, as we have also heard. So the current state is that you have your data stored with a pseudonym, and you might have the option to opt out, but the default is that everyone is in there with their data. But the requirements for the scientific use cases is for some of it that you only need to count occurrences of individual effects. For example, if a pseudonym has been infected with COVID. And so there's usually, if you want to only count data, no actual need for individual backtracking to every data set. So my proposal is to use cardinality estimation to store the data. That is a probabilistic data structure that will come out of that. And there are no pseudonyms stored, only statistics. So there is no inference back to original data possible, and so this is a privacy by design principle concept. I have done a research project where we were working with that sort of data, and we have proof that it's working, that you cannot, that you do not store pseudonyms, but still be able to derive all the information from data that you have harvested, and so you can preserve privacy. The algorithm is pretty complicated. Who has heard of Hyperlock Lock? Hands up. Yes, one, two, three, thank you. I will explain it really fast because I'm running out of time. You basically observe only occurrences of leading zeros in the binary representation of a hash of the pseudonym. And then it's getting more complicated. You slice it up into different buckets and then only count the numbers of the leading zeros of those, and then you get the average of the numbers of leading zeros per bucket, and that would make the estimated cardinality of the set with a 2% error rate. And here's an example. You have a user ID, then you do the hash over that, then you create an empty set, and then you add the ID to the set, and then what you have in the database is the very lower right ID there, and that makes you see that there's no way to get back to the original user ID in the set. So the best thing about it is that you can have special operations with it. For example, union and intersection, which makes you able to compare different sets and combine them. And that will be the key to advanced analysis for the data. And that makes you be able to do more advanced research about it. It's really fast and has a small storage footprint, and you're not able to return the original pseudonym. You don't need to worry about your data getting stolen, and you can even publish data sets to the public. Conclusion, please use that for the EHDS. You can do research, you can preserve citizen privacy, and even prevent lots of opt-outs. Here's a link list. With the references, and thank you very much for listening.
Thanks.